out on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this magnificent Monday, January 26, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the author, Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. Great book, by the way. Love that book. Anyways, how are you?
I'm good. We're cold. I still haven't even braved the weather to get out there to clear the snow. I said, you know what? I'm just going to drive on it and pack it down, and maybe it'll melt sometime in April.
So. I laughed the other day. I walked out. I thought, ooh, I really should have plowed that or blew it, you know. And I thought, well, it's let's just count on it melting. And I thought, that's funny.
That especially looking right at away. The forecast for the rest of this week. So
we had a month. It was several years ago in February. The average temperature was 14.5 degrees. The Great Lakes were like 97% frozen. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh
yes.
My goodness. And
yes. And we have global warming. So
yeah, you know, there's a little confusion.
Yeah, right. But, exactly.
So well, you know,
the one thing that's not confusing is words. Yep. And I use them every day on the show. We all use them every single day in our lives. And it's something that is kind of important and something, Rick, you think people need to think about.
Without a doubt. So that was the reason for the book. Again, we did a coloring book, which was just an interesting kind of learning experience. We did a coloring book with 31 words. And what we learned at that time is that the average daily vocabulary has only about 1,500 words in it. Now, we know a lot more words than that, but as far as what we use on a daily basis has about 1,500 words. So what do you think? Is that a lot of words or not that many words, Randy? What do you think?
Well, it is a pretty big number, but at the same time, they're all usually probably the same words we use throughout the day.
A lot of them are. Yep, a lot of them are. And so what the premise of the book, when I wrote Road Trip, I just went into exit interviews from the high school. So business people got to go into the community or into the high school, and they were seniors, and it was pretty impressive. These kids had worked on a, Who I Am book for 4 years, 9th through 12th grade, and then now we're at graduation. And, you know, so we got to go in and basically interview them, which, you know, what are you up to? Who are you? And what are you going to do? And so I had the last three kids that I had were, you know, they're kids. It's funny. We thought we were adults when we got to be 17, 18. We sure knew a lot then, but we're still kids. And they were pretty impressive. Three of them were pretty impressive kids. But I went home after that and I thought, you know, there's so much more. And I went back to the coloring book concept, the good words concept. So then I went through the dictionary A through Z, and I picked out my own dictionary of positive words, good words, uplifting words, inspiring words, encouraging words. And the idea was what we learned from the coloring book is that if you only have 1,500 words in your daily bag of words, you should only put good words in it. So everybody knows what bad words are, right, Randy? You know?
Yeah.
And or how you talk to yourself. And that's really, really what it is. Your thoughts are written by the words that you know. And when you have a thought, you know, we did this once before. If I say red, you got red in the red, you got red up there for a second, you know.
Sure.
Whatever I say, whatever you say. The classic is you go play golf, and I'm not a very good golfer. And I can't keep saying that because it continues to be true. But anyways, you go up to the putt, and I love to putt. And you go up to putt, and people walk away after they miss it. They go, geez, I knew I was going to miss that putt. And I thought, well, why would you ever program it that way, you know? I remember watching Jack Nicklaus, and I think it was Fuzzy Zeller, you know, let's see, Gary Cooper. Anyways, and it's the
putts Gary Player.
Player, yes. Okay, so the putt was a long ways away, and Gary Player was looking at it. I'm not sure that's the guy, but yep. Jack Nicklaus says, you want me to show you how to putt that putt? And he walks over to him, and he says, well, sure, go ahead. Oh, my gosh, Jack Nicklaus went and drilled, you know, a 60-foot putt. He just stepped up to it, looked at it. Next thing you know, he's dropping it in. And you go, well, he went up there thinking, I'm going to go make this putt. This is what I'm here to do, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, all right, we'll carry on next.
Programming and words, absolutely. We're going to continue on with author Rick Randall, author of Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Chris Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you wanna feel this way, Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. The magnificent Monday is the edible part of the cake. Monday through Friday, give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water.
Magnificent Monday. There you go, Rick.
I still
have to get that from Jonathan, but we'll clean it up. We'll get it going for the next music intro when we have you on the show next time. One of the things I wanted to have you explain to people in that song, it's the attitude is the water, is basically the words and the things that people think about, their attitude. The whole thing plays right into the book, and explain it from being the author of the Good Words book. This is something that needs to be absolutely thought about.
And part of your life. So life is really a game, you know, and it should be a fun game to play. And it depends on how good you can get at it. I was thinking about the chess game. And the guy that created the game of chess must have been the best chess player in the world, because he had to figure out how all those pieces move the way they do and when you might use them, you know. But then it takes me to the game of life, and you go, okay, so the words that you use in your life are the pieces that you play with. And so I named all the days of the week, you know. Magnificent Monday was just one of them. I got Terrific Tuesday and Wonderful Wednesday and Tremendous Thursday and Fabulous Friday and Super Saturday and Sensational Sunday. And that's kind of when I write my goals for the day. You know, the night before, I'm talking about Sensational Sunday. I name it. And so that kind of starts you in the right direction to begin with. And then I produce those bracelets. And so I call them the Pass the Positive Power Bands. And Pass the Positive is just one of my slogans. Pass the Love and Pass the Aloha are a couple others. And basically, it all boils down to just the word love, you know. So, Randy, best feeling in the world is being on both sides of I love you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think people don't always take the time to actually stop and think about words and think about attitude and all that, and that's why on Mondays we have you on the show, is to get the week started correctly. And one of the things in the book that you talk about in every word and every way that you lay it out, you talk about a poem and you write something about it that is meaningful to your life, but you want to share it with people. What is it you think on Mondays people could do to consciously start the week off properly, thinking about attitude, thinking about the good words, and thinking about things that they might, you know, be able to share with people, kind of change that attitude a little bit on a Monday morning?
So I'll go back to my bracelets. I was getting there, but love, hope, faith. I got eight bracelets, the Unstoppable Collection. But each bracelet, red ones, those love, and love is again the best feeling. Hope. The definition of hope is positive expectation, and then the bracelets follow from there. So love, hope, faith, believe, and I put them in a certain order. So faith is a great word. Just have to understand what it means. It's all about believing that mountains can be moved, and it doesn't take much other than believing that it's true. And then faith, and the follow-up was believe. So in order to have faith, you got to have believe. And then believe in life, the follow-up bracelet there was life. And, you know, how do you make your life such a great experience? And so then faith, life, purpose, peace, and then unstoppable. And I wrote a little something for each word. And so I start with which bracelets am I wearing today, you know? So, you know, I love, they say you teach best what you most need to learn, right? So, I come in front of you and enjoy this interview and talk and say what I need. But the truth is that I'm learning this stuff as I go also. You know, I wrote the book and I understand it. I've been living it for years. But still, every day, man, you have to step up and go, okay, I'm going to have a great day today. And what's already good that's happened, you know. And my buddy Lou, it was such a great day one day when he told me, he says, oh, my favorite day of the week. And he's been a friend of mine since eighth grade. But when he laid this out, it was beautiful. He goes, Randy, he says, favorite time of my day, I wake up and I'm going to get my coffee. Oh, best part of my day. So I'm listening. He goes, and then, man, I'm going to go take that hot shower with soap and get ready to start. Best part of my day. And he went through his whole day. Everything he was going to do was the best part of his day. And I thought, man, what a great energy to start your day with. And then there's the law of attraction. You know about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, what you put out there
is what you get back.
Oh, my God. It's a boomerang of life. And so, again, goes back. We have 107 good words. Randy, I've written poems for a long time, and you mentioned the poem, and I sat down and wrote a poem for every word. And I'll finish with the poem that I wrote for words today, you know. And it's just, again, it's about the words that you use. If you only have 1,500 words in your bag, you should only put good words in there. And as soon as you have just a negative thought or a thought that doesn't make you feel good or doesn't inspire you or doesn't encourage you, get rid of the thought. And that's where the book comes in. There's 24,000 words in there, actually. And it's kind of like that bag of 1,500 words. There's a couple of the's and a couple of ands and a couple of a's in there. But there's some really good words in there that support the word that I've written about. And when you do that in your life, it dramatically changes your behavior. It feels so much better in your thinking. Your emotions are better. Your thoughts are better. Your behavior is better. And if you have this book or you have this bag of words that's full of good words, you know, that's where you live your life from. It'll change everything that you do throughout your day. I don't know if it might even change what happens when you're sleeping.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into that poem that you wrote for words, and we'll get some feedback. I got a couple of text messages as well, but let's get into that poem.
Yeah, this is good. So words are fun to have around, but it depends on what words you use. Likely to succeed A to Z is about your life experience because of the words that you choose. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows and are defined by your choices. Choose good words. Choose positive words. This is good. The words that you choose have little voices. When your energy is fed with good words energy shows up in your life. Good words used on a daily basis makes the road trip really nice. And so I think that's just, I thought that was a good poem.
What'd you say? Sure. Well, you know, and the thing of it is, like you say, you have a decision, you have a choice.
Yes.
You know, and I've used this one for years. I don't know exactly who I learned it from at what seminar, but when people say, you know, they come into the office and they say, you know, Randy, we have a problem. And I learned to say, no, we don't have a problem. We have an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people.
Yep.
You know, and us being the superior mental people that we are, we're going to figure this out. It's not going to be a problem, right? It's all about the attitude.
There, that's where it starts, and you learn how to do it in the doing of it. I told that story about my well, and I dug that hole and got in and out of the hole several times before I figured out, you know, better get a better attitude and go get it fixed. And it goes, do you get to do or do you have to do? And then again, you learn as you do it, and then you feel good, you know, about. If you started it with, we'll never get it done. Remember Lost in Space, the dude, Dr. Smith? Come on. He was awful. But again, when you show up, do you add light or do you take it away? Does the room get brighter? Does the room get a little dim? And it's energy. And here's the other cool thing. We talked about the batteries last week, is that if your energy's strong, you attract that energy into your life. And then, man, you meet somebody and they're as energetic as you are. And then all of a sudden there's this force field of just good vibe, positive energy, you know, loving life and living. And now you bring, there you go, the saying, Jesus, all you collect, you one, when two are gathered in my name, there I will be also, right?
Absolutely.
And you think, what an energy is that? And that's what we get to draw from. And I think that's what people really don't realize. That's what faith is all about, is that you have this incredible energy that's around you all the time that wants to love you and hold you and comfort you and just say yes and give you the choice to do and to be and to have whatever you want to do and to be and to have, you know. It's right there. And people don't realize how incredibly powerful that is, and that you can draw from that, you know, anytime that you like. And it just changes your life experience. Again, gratitude. You know, Randy, how many blessings can you come up with on your hand? Five in a hurry, you know, what,
oh,
what
yeah.
you got going on. And as yeah. soon as you start focusing on the good things in your life, more good things show up in your life. And that's how you should live your life. You know, you just go, hey, this is going to be another great day. And you decide that. And that's why I named all the days of the week, because, you know, so sometimes Monday wasn't so magnificent at first.
Right.
I had to get back on the right side of the tracks, you know.
Well, so, the thing of it is, again, in reading the book and understanding, you know, that we do use a limited number of words, and these words are words that people can think about and kind of actually adjust their attitude, Rick, more than anything, perspective. Being an optimist versus a pessimist. I mean, being positive, being uplifting is good, and it's a good way to start the day. And I think, bottom line, people need to actually make a conscious decision about it.
Yes, they do. You know, again, man, show up and make other people's lives better. You know, love God back. What's that mean? You know, think about that for a second. You go, here, we have... Man, we showed up, Randy. We're breathing, our heart's beating, our mind's thinking, lungs, mm-hmm. you know, everything's working. And you go, okay, now what are you going to do with it today to make that just a memorable day so that all your tomorrows are going to be exciting because of what happened yesterday? And then it just gives you so much hope for the future, because it's just, it's a better ride. It's a better road trip. It's a happy experience, you know, playing the game of life. It's supposed to be a good time. You
right.
know, it's not, it doesn't come without trial and error and some tribulation, you know, and those things. But those are all things that help you grow and help you learn and help you become a better you, you know. And so you get knocked down. You call it that if you want. You get, you know, you get run over by the cow, you know, so to speak. But next time you won't. You know, and we continue to grow and grow and grow through our lifetime. So, again, you think about your lifetime and where you've been and what you've done and who you are. That's a heck of a road trip you got going there, brother.
Yeah, well, and you as well, and many of our listeners, and everybody says, you know, how do I get the book? I tell them about Amazon.com. You also have some copies. I wanted to ask you, is an opportunity, can people reach out to you, Rick, and get an autographed copy and have you send it to them? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Yeah, child can easily take care of that. And I got 550 books right now. So I got some hardcover books. That's a beautiful book. That's just a beautiful book, hardcover. I use a paperback. But that, and then what else did you say? The books, and then reach out to me and do that.
Yeah, and pass the positive, the bracelets.
And the bracelets, and that's the best way to get them is through me as well. And I pretty well have that all figured out. If there's any questions ever, let me know. I'd love questions, because then we get to talk and share. Because there's all kinds of different perspectives. And, you know, I have mine simply because of what I've read and what I've learned and what I've listened to. But I still got a lot to develop as well, you know. And there's always room for growth and becoming the better you. But the first thing is to go in the mirror and say, I love you, and I love the guy you are already or the girl you are already. And we're going to have a great day. And it's just... You know, bring that attitude out every single day. And sometimes you get sideswiped, you know. But, man, it's just it's your attitude that makes that difference. And that's what the book is all about.
So, well, one thing that we're going to be working on together is recording you reading the book, the Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, and you're going to turn it into an audio book. And that'll be available pretty soon as well.
Yep, Randy, I appreciate your help on that also, and I'm excited about that. I'm actually going to record it myself and see, and I've been practicing just, you know, to read it out loud. That's not as easy as you think it is. Oh, my goodness. So, we'll have some fun tomorrow night, Randy. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Pass the positive, brother. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. Boundary Hour News, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.